Let's get started, everyone. So this week, welcome to sprint number 9. And this one today is about how do you craft a good old-fashioned fight scene? And how do you do it in such a way that it's one-on-one? So this is a scene from Cool Hand Luke, which was originally a novel, and it was written by a guy named Don Pierce, I believe. And he was very much the Luke character, and he only wrote a couple of novels. And what he captured in this story was so specific to a time and place, but also extraordinarily universal. So when I talk about specificity yields universality, this is a very good, clear example of it. And oftentimes when we have to write fight scenes, we get a little bit weird about it, because it's hard to craft a fight scene that is interesting beyond just the kind of gross the gross enjoyment of other people's suffering. Fight scenes are a sadomasochistic exercise for a writer. So a lot of us are just uncomfortable with creating physical violence because it feeds a part of our shadow selves that makes us extraordinarily uncomfortable in the world. So I love this scene because it demonstrates a phrase I use often, which is winning by losing. You know, how do you win in losing? And this was an extraordinarily meaningful film and experience for me personally, because when I was young, you know, when you're a boy or a young girl for that matter, you're looking for something to grab and hold on to for the future. And we find these things that we hold on to so tightly in popular culture that when I saw this movie, I don't know how old I was, maybe 10, 12, something like that. And my father, I think I saw it at a drive-in, if anybody remembers what a drive-in is. And I just remember how meaningful this scene was to myself personally. And years and years and years later, when Steve and I were creating Black Irish and we're thinking of what's the metaphor, you know, what's the metaphor of what Black Irish is really all about? And we talk about getting in the ring, right? Like, you gotta get in there and fight resistance. And this morning, when I was looking at this again, I thought, oh my gosh, this is exactly sort of, this is coming back. So, you know, with that said, let's watch the scene. And then this week, I'd like you to use this as inspiration to craft a one-on-one fighting scene. So let me share my screen here. Okay. And here we go.
Opening got wider and wider and wider.
Forget it, man.
What do you mean, forget it?
Stop beating it into the ground. You ain't doing nobody no good.
Okay, new meat. You get some sleep. And save your strength, 'cause you're gonna need it. Tomorrow.
Thank you. stay away from him.
Loki's just gonna knock you down again, buddy.
Not your fault. He's just too big.
So let him hit you in the nose and get some blood flowing.
Yeah.
Maybe the bosses will stop it before he kills you.
Well, I don't want to frighten him.
Stay down, Luke.
That's the end of it. Come on. Stay down, Luke. He's gonna kill you.
Stay down.
Somebody ought to stop this thing. Stay down. You're beat.
You're gonna have to kill me.
Okay, so I just love that scene. You got the agent, you got the arena, and you've got agency. Even when it seems like there's no way you can win, you always have agency. So I tip my hat to everybody here today, because you're all there, you all have agency, and you're all in the ring. So get to it, and I think I have a call with everyone again on Wednesday and also on Friday. So I'm signing off. Bye.